We're in a quiet room at the Frankfurt Book Fair Press Center, and just beyond the glass are rows and rows and rows of journalists at their laptops filing stories about Book Fair 2013. And we're wondering what the headlines are that Andrew Albanese has been reporting on. Andrew, welcome back to Beyond the Book.
Greetings, Chris.
So Andrew, yeah, you've got the job of telling the American trade what's going on here at Frankfurt. Those who aren't here, most of them seem to be here. It's quite a crowd. My first book fair. You've lost count.
At least my sixth in a row that I've been to now. Yeah, this is a great show, and you know we have a team, Publishers Weekly, on the floor. Reporting on some of the things that are going on here, but you see how big this show is. We would have to bring an army here to actually cover all of the goings-on that go on at a book fair of this size.
Well, let's try to paint the picture for people by the numbers. You've done some reporting on how many attendees and how many exhibitors. Can you recap that?
Yeah, well, the fair has really sort of right-sized itself, and it's now found itself in a nice little groove when it comes to attendance. By the end of the week, we'll have over 300,000 people. That will include the public that come on Saturday, which is a real treat for those of you who have never been. But well over 150,000 publishing professionals will come to the show over the next 5 days. That's 7,500 exhibitors. There's eight halls full of exhibits from all over the world. I think 36 countries are represented here. Yes, it's quite a production that they put on every year.
Well, indeed, for anyone who's looking for a comparison, picture Book Expo America times what, 10?
I would say times 10 would be about right, yeah.
And they're honoring a country as they always do. This year it's Brazil.
That's right. It's the country of Brazil is this year's guest. And we have a couple of features about Brazil in our show dailies. And all of that content is available on the PW website for people who want to see it. Lenny Picker, who writes for us at PW, did this great roundup of Brazilian crime stories. So you definitely want to check that out. There's some great stuff and some great tradition there.
Some wonderful color, I imagine, with those crime stories.
Absolutely. Lots of color in them and a lot of blood. So the color red. There's a lot of color red in those stories.
Well, there's a lot of color red here in the press center as well as we look beyond the glass here. You have covered a number of things. We're just getting underway at the book fair. Things opened up with the Contec conference, C-O-N-T-E-C, something that's filled the gap when Tools of Change went away.
Yeah, that's right. It filled the gap of Tools of Change. We remember Tools of Change. Tim O'Reilly just pulled the plug on it abruptly. But you know that pre-conference digital day has proved to be very, very popular. People like to get here a day early. It's the same in Bologna. It's the same in London. London is a very popular Digital Minds conference before the fair, and it's sort of gets the show off on a right foot. There was no way that Frankfurt was not going to have that digital conference. So they pulled together Contec. It was in the same space as TOC. It was a little more intimate. I think 435 people attended. That's probably half of what TOC was. But it was a very engaged group. Up until the last few sessions of the day, I thought I was at Tools of Change, the way the conferences were run.
Well, no coincidence there, because one of the organizers is Kat Mayer, who was the organizer for Tools of Change as well, and certainly a sense that things have continued. I mean, it would have been something they wouldn't, as you say, not want to let go by.
Absolutely. They definitely want to continue to do this. And, Kat did a really nice job with the programming again this year. The difference between Contec and Tools of Change is that they were trying to make it more interactive, more of a discussion, less people sitting and getting talked at with presentations. But, people have their ways of doing things. And it was a little, for the morning sessions at least, people got talked at. And I think part of the reason why is that people didn't know to get involved with the conversations. But in the afternoon, I went to a absolutely tremendous panel on self-publishing that was hosted, it was moderated by Porter Anderson from the Ether, and there were 9 panelists, and it was 2 hours long. And I walked into the room, and I saw 9 panelists, and I thought, I got to go.
Yeah, how's he going to manage that?
And yet, this was what the Contec organizers had really hoped that they would get all along. It turned into a discussion among 9 people and everyone that was gathered in the audience out there. And there were some great people on the panel, including Hugh Howey, best-selling author, his agent, Johnny Geller, an agent from Curtis Brown in London, John Fine from Amazon, who was quite fun to listen to, Michael Tamblyn from Kobo, and a couple of German journalists who had actually studied the self-publishing phenomenon. And it was actually at this discussion that I had a sort of realization about self-publishing, and that's that it's really the only conversation we need to be having when it comes to publishing anyway.
Well, it would certainly seem to be true here at Frankfurt, because the e-book market in Europe, speaking very generally, has taken a little longer to get off the ground and is, according to some of the research, sort of following the same glide path sort of up into the sky, and in the U.S. case very much led by self-publishing. Do you feel that's happening here?
I feel that is happening here. It's happening maybe, as you said, a little behind it is in the rest of the world. But what I've noticed about self-publishing, and it was really crystallized in this discussion, was that all of the issues that we're talking about in publishing are contained in the self-publishing discussion. We're talking about technology and new models and creativity and how people get paid. And one of the interesting things about self-publishing is that that conversation has never included DRM or piracy or any of those things. And, you know, in fact, at Contech yesterday, there was almost no talk of DRM and piracy. 2 years ago at TOC, that was the lead subject there. It was the big thing was, how do we stop our stuff from getting ripped off the internet? But I think that the self-publishing move is sort of, you know, people who want to get their stuff out there. It's, we've moved to a point where people want to do business now. They want to be exposed. They know they can get paid for things. There's options there. And I think that's moved. I think that the self-publishing discussion is moving the entire pace of the industry up a notch.
Right. Well, Tim O'Reilly in his conference may be gone, but his quotes live on. I think he was the one who said that the enemy of an author isn't piracy, it's obscurity.
And that was certainly evidenced yesterday by the people we were talking with about self-publishing. You know, their first desire was to get a book out. Their first desire was to be, you know, discovered. But, you know, and Marcus Dole, who spoke today, you know, also had the same view about self-publishing, that it helps publishing, that, you know, it makes curated publishing more valuable, and that new models and the things that are the pressures that are coming from outside the industry and self-publishing only make publishers better at what they do, only push them to become more innovative.
Right. Well, you brought up Marcus Dole, who's the CEO of the new Penguin Random House, and he has spoken on a number of subjects. You mentioned self-publishing, but he also talked about another enemy or so-called enemy of publishing, and that would be Amazon. But he had something contrary to say.
That's absolutely going to be the story of the fair for me. It was that, you know, Marcus Dole sat for an hour interview with my boss, George Slowick at Publishers Weekly, and four other trade editors. And he basically, you know, talked very freely about Random House and the Penguin Random merger and all of the issues around that. But one of the things that kept rising up during his talk was Amazon. People really sort of wanted to give him an opportunity to say something disparaging, perhaps, about Amazon.
Oh, come on. I don't believe that.
Well, in fact, I know that's the case because Francois Piot from Livre Hebdo brought up the Andrew Wiley New Republic piece, which I know has been in the news this week. He said Andrew Wiley has invited publishers to, you know, dump Amazon. Are you ready to do it? And Marcus, you know, he did not rise to the bait. In fact, I'll tell you what he said. He not only said no, he said that his view of working with Amazon was of cooperation and not confrontation, that they were aligned in the same goal, which is of reaching readers. And I can find a quote for you. One of the interesting things is that he said that Amazon was a gift to the publishing industry. He said that, I'll read you the quote here, you know, that we should not forget, you know, Amazon, the Kindle at large, prevented us from piracy in the first place because they created this wonderful, very convenient Kindle system, fantastic Wi-Fi device with a huge selection of titles and fantastic convenience to buy books. And that was sort of a gift for the book world. And I'm quoting here, and of the value chain for books, that they started that business when the business was so small, they've brought innovation and they've grown for a reason. And I think that we could grow together both domestically and internationally. So pretty high praise for Amazon from one of the big players in the industry.
Well, we have to end there, Andrew, on a sort of high note of union and bliss. It almost sounds like the end of a fairy tale.
What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding, Chris?
Absolutely. Andrew Albanese, senior writer for Publishers Weekly, thanks for joining us. It's great to see you here at Frankfurt.
My pleasure, and it's great to have you here in Germany.
Glad to be here. Beyond the Book is a podcast of Copyright Clearance Center, presented to you each week on beyondthebook.com. You can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes, or as I say, at our website, beyondthebook.com. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.